You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Officials with Albion Public Schools are considering drastic measures to close a budget shortfall that could include shutting down the district's high schools. Justin Hinckley covers education for the Battle Creek Inquirer and has been following this story. He joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how bad is the budget situation for Albion Public Schools? Give us some numbers.
Well, it is pretty bad. Right now they're looking at starting next school year with a $1 million deficit, and they only spent about $9 million this school year. So that's, a little over 11% of their budget is just in deficit.
What are some of the causes of why they're coming up $1 million short?
It's almost exclusively declining enrollment. If you look over the last decade or so, their enrollment has basically just been cut in half. A lot of that is schools of choice. Some of it is people moving out of the city, but it's just the student numbers are just going down and down and down.
So they've got some various options on the table. What are they considering to try to address that budget shortfall?
Well, the board president tells me that they are pretty sure that they want to keep their K-8 grades in district. But what they're looking at is closing their high school. There's a couple of ways they could do that. They could simply close the high school, send those kids to other schools. They've also considered authorizing a charter school to step in and run their high school grades. They're also looking at their teachers are pressing them to do a teacher-led model, which is basically where they get rid of most of their administrators and have teachers step in to take on extra duties. And then state law does allow them to run as a deficit district, but they have to file a deficit elimination plan with the state. So that really just sort of buys them time.
And as your story noted, this idea for a teacher-led model comes up a little short on the savings they need, at least with the numbers they have right now.
Yeah, the teacher who I talked to said that they've had some number crunchers in Lansing looking at it, and they only came up with about $300,000 in savings, so about $700,000 short.
And the idea of running a deficit district is viable. As you noted, there are other schools which have done this in the area, but the problem is that they would have to have some sort of a plan that they would lay out at how they're going to eventually get out of deficit. Is that the way it works?
That's the way it works. After they've passed their deficit budget, they only have a certain number of days to file a plan with the state, and then they have to put that plan into action. And when you're looking at numbers like this, they're going to have a lot of pain no matter what they do. So like I said, I really think that, you know, passing a deficit budget, all that does is buy them time. And they're going to end up having to make the cuts eventually.
Right. And a lot of the cuts they're going to make are going to come in the form of personnel, correct?
That's right, yeah. Like 80% of their budget is, and every school's budget is in personnel costs. So you've got to either cut pay pretty drastically or lay off a lot of people.
So if they go ahead with this idea of shutting down the high school, what happens to those students who are either in high school now and were planning to come back in the fall, or those who are currently in eighth grade and were planning to move on to high school in ninth grade in September?
So if they authorize a charter school to take over their high school grades, the students could just go there. And ideally, they would have a building in Albion, and the kids could go there, and the district could even still provide transportation for that. But the other thing they're looking at, if they don't bring in a charter and they just close the high school, they're trying to get an agreement with, they've been in talks with Marshall Public Schools, who could take on all of their students. And again, the district could provide, but I don't think would be required to provide transportation for those students.
And there would be also the question then of if there's room for them, right?
Yeah, I talked to the Marshall superintendent. He says he doesn't have any concern about there being room at Marshall High School for the Albion students.
So in terms of the decision-making process here for Albion Public Schools, where does that stand right now, and what are the next steps in the near future?
So this week on Tuesday and Thursday, they have two more workshops where they're going to keep talking about things. They've asked the superintendent to get some more information on what exactly the charter model would look like. They're going to keep talking, and then the board president told me that as early as next Tuesday, the 14th, they could be making this decision.
So we could know something next week, but is there a certain sort of drop-dead date where they would have to make some sort of a decision about what they're going to do for the next school year?
Yeah, state law requires that by the end of June, they pass their budget for next school year. So that's really the drop-dead date where they have to decide what their budget's going to look like next year and whether or not they're going to have their high school open.
Okay, so we'll know sometime between middle of next week and end of June what's going to happen with Albion Public Schools then.
That's what it looks like.
All right. Justin, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Justin Hinckley covers education for the Battle Creek Inquirer. You can read more about the various options being considered by Albion Public Schools. Links to the Battle Creek Inquirer stories at our website, wmuk.org.